Jim Fried, Wanda, and Polo Miles on 880 The Biz.
All right, well, I'm glad that Polo's here. We're joining Polo and Wanda. We've got Starkitect Kobe Karp, but more than that, we're talking about all the implications that his world travels and his environmental stuff has kind of brought to the forefront there, Kobe. So tell me a little bit about what we should expect in the future as design continues to evolve.
That's a very, very important question. And, you know, we have panels and discussions about that. But really, the most important thing is what we're seeing is efficiency. Efficiency in spaces, cohabitation is one way. Another item you brought up is taking parking structures and recycling them and reusing them. We are going into a direction now where the buildings that we are habitating today for the functions that we've had will change. Hospitality is changing drastically. Hotels and resorts and the thoughts of how to use a space is changing drastically. People today are much more open to having spaces which function better and more efficient. What we're seeing is, for example, homes. We're doing luxury homes that are so efficient that they are looking at the outdoors as the most valuable commodity. Meaning, I buy a piece of land and that piece of land has to be in the best location in the Bahamas we're doing right now, on Baker's Bay.
Okay.
Great location.
Right.
But the house really comes and grows organically out of the point and the location it is from. It maximizes the ventilation, the cross ventilation.
Sure.
Which allows you then to maximize the views, which allows you then to maximize the indoor-outdoor living that you wish to have, which allows it then to really maximize the function. The roof is being used, the terraces are being used, the indoor and the outdoor spaces. So all of a sudden, a house that was 8,000 air-conditioned square feet becomes 18,000 square feet of usable, accessible pool, lounge, hammocks swinging over sandbar, swinging over the water, walking through the preserve that is wrapping around with the mangroves that we are preserving and restoring. That is what we do, and that's how we create a value.
Now, what's your favorite amenity that you've ever designed or incorporated into a project?
I don't have a favorite one. They're just different. You know, sometimes if you're an athlete and you work out and you want to come home and all you want is to take a steam, that amenity becomes very important. If you want to sit in a hot tub that fits you and it's big enough because you're 6'5" or 6'7" frame, you need that. At the same time, if you take a shower, you want to be able to take a hot shower, and sometimes you need to take a cold shower. As many people are now finding out, is that the cold showers is really what allows your body and muscles to be repaired. It's cryotherapy. That's why you're looking at me.
Yeah. Now, that's right. Cryotherapy. Sure.
So what happens is that those are the kind of things that are so critical. And at the same time, they can be simple. I can stretch 4 coconut trees in a sand dune and just tie hammocks around them. And you can swing in the hammock and look up at the sky and look up at the palm fronds. And it gives you the most tranquility that you can get. The simple things in life is really what we are looking to create: spaces that inspire you, that inspire your inner well-being, that inspire your thinking, and inspire your soul. That gives you an opportunity to get back with nature and really collect yourself physically, emotionally, and therefore lead you to be what we are hoping to be, a better person socially and individually.
Can we bring that type of approach to our public spaces so that everybody can? Well, give me an example of somehow how we can do that publicly for some of the people that may not be able to afford a Bahamian island but still deserve some kind of psychological break.
I'll give you an example. We just designed I won't even go into luxury.
No.
I'll give you 2 examples. We designed years ago affordable housing project on 36th Street for Pinnacle. And most people will drive by and they don't know it very much. And the people who were going to reside there said, Kobe, give me a building, make a statement so everybody knows where I live. We had a budget for what's called art in public spaces. So I called up my dear little friend Romero Brito. I said, Romero, we have a budget. But look, we can take that artwork and hang it on the building facing 195 Julia Tuttle and I-95. And many people will see it. And so he gave me a lady running, stepping And you can see it on the blue and white building on 195.
It's in the center of the whole community.
And everybody sees it, and it's just a simple, genteel statement. And it's one of the most luxurious, I think, art and public spaces that we created with my friend Romero Brito. That's option number one I gave you. Another one. We just finished next to the Historic Lyric Theater in Overtown, the Lyric Residences, which is affordable housing. Not the other one was Pinnacle. This is for another group. And we just finished it. And it looks like a market rate rentals. But most important, what it has is that it has a community with a linear park immediately adjacent to it. That linear park is where kids can play, they can hang out, and it's immediately adjacent to the historic Overtown Lyric Museum and Community Center. Those public spaces are holy. Those public spaces become part of the environment. Those public spaces are shaded by beautiful oak trees. Those public spaces become an amenity for the community. And those are just two examples of what we can do. And it's so easy to do. And it's what we can give back to the community and improve it in a way that nobody else can. And here in Florida, we're so lucky living in the tropics. With 5 feet, we can create a lush tropical garden. And that's where we're going. That's the way I look at designs. That's the way I look at the environment. And that's the way I see it.
Well, I do the same thing. I've got the huge balcony on my building. It's underneath the... you go underneath the counter. Kobe, underneath the counter.
What's happening?
Nothing. He lost his headset.
Oh, okay.
That's all right. He got really...
Sorry, Jimmy.
Okay.
It'll never happen.
You got all excited and you pulled your head out there. What are some of the component, I lost my train of thought, but what are some of the components that we could bring in today very inexpensively that could help make our homes a little greener, a little more sustainable? Somebody could do.
Solar. Solar is the most cost-efficient means and method today to take you and reduce your most expensive monthly cost. Every month, besides the mortgage and besides the taxes.
It's electric.
And how can I reduce the electricity? Very simply. All I have to do is take the solar panel, put it on the roof, and start to collect the energy. Furthermore, I can collect that and heat my hot water. I can run my air conditioning. But most important, I can store it in a battery. With the technology that we have today to store electricity into the battery, that is magnificent. And if I can have a backup generator, which then charges my battery, because once I kick on that backup generator, it just runs and charges my battery. And I can even connect it to natural gas that can come from the street and become even more clean. I can have a mix. I don't need to just be on solar, just like I don't need to just be on electricity. I can be so much more cost efficient. And that helps me a lot. And if I can help people in the community to put that into new homes, we put it as a package. And if that package costs you $60,000, $80,000, or even $100,000, it's worth it over time because you get it back. And most important, you can finance it into the purchase of the home.
Well, yeah. In fact, it's PACE financing. You can borrow it from PACE. They sell bonds. It goes right on your tax bill. It's amazing.
And the more people will start to become used to it, that's the most how people will start to use it on a daily basis.
Well, that's great. So, we're kind of getting to the end of this segment. I wanted to thank you so much for coming. What do you think is the most important thing about our communities that we can do to make them better places to live as far as design components?
Improve the environment. Anything we can do to improve the environment. Anything we can do to clean the canals. Anything we can do to simply pick up the garbage and put it away. Take the plastics and recycle them. Find a way to use the solar a little bit. Plant a tree. Plant an oak tree. Plant local materials. Plant mangroves. Whatever it is that you can do to bring back the natural environment and surround yourself with it, the happier and more resilient, more sustainable we will be as a community into the future. It's the least we can do for the next generation is to try to repair some of the damage that has been done in the past 100 plus years.
Well, we're leaving it at that. That's just a great way to close. Kobe, you got to come back again after, a little bit of time and talk about some more stuff. This was absolutely great.
It's my pleasure, James. Anytime.